League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Again, the Milwaukee Brewers, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel podcast. Joining you once again, spring training has been underway for a couple weeks now, and the Milwaukee Brewers are inching closer to the 2019 season. We've entered March. There will be baseball games before March is over. I know you're excited about that. We got to talk about what we've seen so far at spring training in Arizona. My name is J.R. Radcliffe, host of the Journal Sentinel Brewers podcast, and I will be joined in moments by Tom Haudricourt, Milwaukee Brewers beat reporter, working for the Journal Sentinel. He is in Arizona along with Todd Rosiak covering the action. This Brewers team is 3-7 so far in spring training games. Not ideal if you follow these sorts of things, but obviously that's not really the point of what we've seen. Lots of young guys, lots of up-and-comers who've gotten a chance to take some swings. And some pretty cool signs of spring. Christian Yelich hitting a home run on Sunday. That's got to feel like baseball's right around the corner when you see that going on. I mean, Hernan Perez hit a home run. There've been some younger guys who've hit some bombs, and it's been interesting. It's been fun. Every Brewers game this season is either televised or aired on the radio. If there is a game that day, there is at least one Brewers game on every day that the Brewers are playing this spring. There's a couple off days in there and a couple days where they have split squad games where only one game is broadcast, but it's never been this easy to pay attention to Brewers baseball during the spring portion of the season, so you should definitely check that out. I did write a JS online a little while back, the full schedule of games, where you can find each one, so you can check that out. Also, make sure to check out all of Tom and Todd's camp reports. They're constantly producing material from Arizona, from Phoenix, the new fields, sponsored by American Family, opened and thriving. And that stuff, everything they write is found at jsonline.com. Also, a reminder that you should find this podcast, if you have not done so already, on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe to us, review us, rate us. Just give us 2 minutes today. Tell us what you think, because this is a lot of fun, this podcast. And I love the idea that we can reach more and more people. And through ratings and reviews, we can do that. So please do that. Help us out. And I know we had a lot of interested listeners last year. Obviously, this year is going to be pretty great, too. So a lot of people, we want to try to get into the earbuds of as many people as humanly possible. And while you're there, check out the Milwaukee Bucks podcast. We've been doing weekly updates with Matt Velasquez. We just did an emergency brunch podcast this weekend after the Bucks announced the signing of Eric Bledsoe to a 4-year contract extension, plus the addition of Pau Gasol, a veteran big man that most people know. We chatted about that, myself and Matt Velasquez. You can also find the Badgers podcast that I do with Jeff Patricus. I mean, what better time to be following the Wisconsin Badgers right now as they get ramped up toward the NCAA tournament. It is March, after all. So these are things you'll want to find. Check them out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. We're all three places. Or, of course, check us out at jsonline.com. Without further ado, let's chat with one Tom Haudricourt. Here he is now, Tom Haudricourt, Journal Sentinel beat reporter, covering the Milwaukee Brewers. Speaking of other podcasts that I'm on, Tom, I saw that you were hanging out with Matt Velasquez on Sunday in Phoenix. Matt's out there to cover the Bucks-Suns game on Monday night. You're trying to steal my podcast partner. When are we going to do a collaborative, you know, crossover podcast event? I feel like that could sell some tickets or something.
That would be interesting, wouldn't it? Yeah, he's a glutton for punishment, you know, out here on this long West Coast swing, and he decides that he needs to have the accompaniment of Todd Rosiak and myself. So, you know, we think he definitely needs some type of consulting. That's what he does with his free time, come out and hang with us. But no, in all seriousness, we were, you know, it was cool to see Matt. It's not often the schedules interlap like that. I didn't realize, to be honest with you, that they were coming for Phoenix. I asked him, I said, how long is this trip? Are they playing every team in the Western Conference?
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. They didn't play the Clippers. That's about the only team they didn't get to.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, so he got to, you know, go out and see a nice sunny day. I think he went out and got in the sun a little bit. So, you know, basketball writers don't get outdoors very much.
It is true, and there is plenty going on down in Phoenix if you are a Milwaukee sports fan. The Brewers have not fared super well if you're into wins and losses. They're 3-7 after a loss to the Reds on Sunday, but of course there's much more to talk about than just that. The big news coming out of camp was the loss of a player for a pretty long period of time, probably the whole year. Bobby Wall, reliever that was just acquired by the Brewers this offseason as part of a trade, figured kind of into the big league picture. It seemed like he'd probably be, he certainly would have been in Milwaukee at some point this season, maybe not right away, but a relief arm, fit right in with the depth of the bullpen, and tears his ACL. So I don't know if you thought Bobby Wall was a candidate to break camp, but he, like I said, he was going to fit into the picture somewhere, and it does, you know, create a little bit of a blow to the depth of this bullpen.
Yeah, I mean, whether he was going to make the team in camp or not, he was going to pitch for him at some point this season. We've seen the way the Brewers operate their bullpen, and they do bring people up and down a lot, and they're very excited about his arm. You know, you can throw in the high 90s. Those guys aren't easy to find. And just the craziest thing, he tore his ACL driving off the pitching rubber, throwing a pitch in a game Friday against San Diego. And the Brewers medical staff did research, and they could only find two other instances of a pitcher tearing his ACL on the drive leg off the pitching rubber. And so just a very bizarre injury. You know, ACLs are supposedly not baseball injuries, but the Brewers have had three in the last year, two of them to two of their top prospects, Mauricio Dubon and Jake Gatewood. But Mauricio Dubon tore his trying to escape a rundown, and Gatewood tore his trying to avoid a collision at first base. So those were kind of traumatic, you know, game action things. Just throwing a pitch, you know, just throwing a pitch. That's all what he was doing, throwing a pitch, what these guys are paid to do. You would not expect to tear an ACL. So, and that guy just has buzzard's luck, too. You know, he's already missed a lot of time in the past with a thoracic outlet syndrome. It's not like that happens every day either. So he's having some tough luck, probably going to miss the whole year. And that's why you build depth. They've already lost one guy in their bullpen mix already, and we haven't even got halfway through camp.
Yeah, you talked about Dubon. He's also been in the hospital. So another guy, not pitching, but infield depth, a guy who missed a bunch of time, although it looks like he's on the mend here. Yeah, I remember that Giovanni Gallardo ACL tear back in 2008 that could have been devastating to the 2008 Brewers as he was trying to cover first base. That did, you know, it ended up sort of playing into the team acquiring CC Sabathia. So maybe it worked out in the end, but the Brewers have certainly dealt with that before. Another ace pitcher who had sort of a weird injury was Jimmy Nelson, diving back to first base in 2017, missed all of last year. And now I'm really curious to know what some of the early impressions have been of Jimmy Nelson. Certainly he's talking like a guy who wants to be a big part of this team right out of the gate. He gets to throw some live batters on Monday, and he's had a couple bullpen sessions. You hear a lot of it's hard to really make sense when there's in spring training, what's true and what's not. Guys, you know, using big, you know, big expectations, everything's rosy. It's really hard to know, but sort of what you've seen, what have you started to be able to make any impressions of what you expect from Jimmy Nelson this season?
Well, Monday's going to be an important day in his progress forward to pitching in games. Live BP is always the last step before you're allowed to pitch in a game. Now, will they do more than one with him? To be determined. I'm sure a lot will depend on how it goes tomorrow. They're being obviously extra careful with Jimmy after he missed all of last season. So whether they make him do two live BPs or not, I don't know. But to say he's champing at the bit to get in a game would be like the I would definitely win understatement of the year award for the year 2019 already just in February. There would be no more understatements, bigger understatements than that, than Jimmy's champing at the bit. I mean, he wants to get in a game, you know, and so we'll find out what happens when he gets in a game, and then we'll know more, you know. Mm-hmm. Even live BP is only going to tell you so much. So you know, we'll know more tomorrow, and then, you know, whether I mean, the calendar math is not really great for him making the club because I don't think he'll get enough innings by the end of camp to be able to be kept. But he's going to, you know, their goal is to get him pitching for the Brewers sometime this season, and whether it's early, middle, or late. And so we'll see. He was feeling really good the other day about his latest bullpen. You know, he had that setback where he had a little arm fatigue and missed a couple of days. And so he's moving forward again. So, you know, very few players are excited about having to work out on the off day, on the team off day. But Jimmy Nelson, I believe, would be an exception tomorrow.
What would the plan be with him if he doesn't make camp? Is it to go right to the injured list, or is it to, and then do they do a 60-day situation so they have the 40-man spot, or do they have him start in AAA? Like, what are the options available with him?
Well, I think depending on how far he gets advanced by the time camp is over, I think, you know, one logical place for him would be extended spring training. You know, if he's not ready to go pitch in games for either an affiliate or the Brewers, then really the only option is extended spring. And they do play games in extended spring training. So he could stay right here in Phoenix, stay in extended spring training, pitching games there until they deem him ready to pitch in games. So, you know, there's going to be a progression that will be given at some point. But, you know, they're not to the point of making those schedules yet. And so let's just see what happens as he moves forward the next couple of days. But I know he'd love to get in a game soon, and so that'll be a big day when that happens. He hasn't pitched in a game since September of 2017.
Right, so Monday will be a big day for the Brewers. Josh Tomlin, a pitcher who kind of maybe wearing that Wade Miley potential coming into camp this season, he had a really rough outing on Sunday, got hit around pretty good by the Cincinnati Reds. Where do they stand with him? Has he kind of lost his footing and a chance to get a spot? He's a non-roster invitee. Do you think that maybe that ship is already starting to sail, or are the Brewers still intrigued by what Josh Tomlin could bring to the table?
Yeah, you don't lose your opportunity to make a team with one bad outing in spring training. It's you know, he couldn't get his breaking stuff over in the first inning today, and so they just sat on his fastball and they hit him hard. Then all of a sudden, in the second and third innings, he got his breaking balls over. He spotted his fastball better, and he didn't give up any runs. So his pitching line looks bad, and the first inning was definitely terrible. But they always feel better when they pitch some good innings before they're taken out of the game, because it beats the alternative of more bad innings. And so we'll see. It's way too early in camp to worry about one outing yet. You know, everybody has rough outings in spring training. It was one of those days when the ball was carrying and there was a lot of runs scored on both sides.
Yeah, certainly the Brewers got in on the home run derby that was Sunday in Phoenix. Curious about a few of these younger guys. This is an opportunity every year to see some of the prospects that are up and coming, and guys like Keston Hira, who had an extra base hit on Sunday. It's always fun to see their top prospect perform well. We'll have plenty of time to talk about Keston Hira, but these three guys in particular interest me. Corey Ray has flashed some power, the Brewers minor league player of the year last year, and somebody that I think could see some time in Milwaukee this year. I'd be interested to see what you think about that. And then a couple guys that you and Todd have written about. Trent Grisham, a former first-round draft pick who's a little behind the curve relative to, I think, where the Brewers hoped he would be at this point in his career. And Tyrone Taylor, who was a top prospect at one point and fell almost completely off the radar, but has rebounded and has actually played pretty well here in spring and is showing that, you know, maybe there's still a little gas left in the tank where he could, you know, again, see time in Milwaukee this year. Give me your thoughts on those three guys and whether or not you think we could be hearing them in big league games this season.
Yeah, I'll toss another guy into that equation, Troy Stokes Jr. So the projected outfield at AAA to start the season is Corey Ray, Tyrone Taylor, and Troy Stokes Jr. And that's a, you know, three prospect outfield that the Brewers are very excited about. So at the beginning of the Brewers camp, Craig Counsell called those three guys in and said, "Hey guys, you're going to get to play a lot in exhibition season. Kane and Braun are veterans who don't like to get out there and play a whole lot early. They like to work more on their preparation. Christian Yelich is the NL MVP. We're not going to wear him out in exhibition season. You three guys are going to get to play a lot. And because you're in Brewers camp And because you're going to go to probably AAA, you're literally the one phone call away from the major leagues. So get in there, take advantage of this opportunity, keep your eyes and ears open, you know, pay attention to what you see and hear in camp, and just take advantage of this chance to play more. And at the end of camp, those guys are going to probably be the top three at-bat guys for camp, you know, because they play every day. You know, whether Kane, Yelich, or Braun play, and Braun hasn't played yet by design, those guys at least get in the second half of the game. And Craig Counsell calls them second shift. You know, you can tell he's a Milwaukeean. He understands the blue-collar lingo. He says, you guys are second shift, and let's see what happens. And Lucas Ursig, a third baseman, he's been in the second shift, and he's had a couple of bombs already too. So, you know, these are guys that are on the horizon for the Brewers, depending on what happens to the players ahead of them. You know, they can see them this year or shortly thereafter. And so it's nice getting that little glimpse into the future. They're all great kids, too. We've really had a lot of fun talking to them. So, yeah, that's the reason the Brewers could trade Keon Broxton and Domingo Santana over the offseason is because they have Tyrone Taylor, Corey Ray, and Troy Stokes Jr. all set for AAA. So that's pretty good backup if something happens to one of your outfielders in the big leagues.
Yeah, I saw you caught up with Domingo Santana. Of course, he hits a home run against his old team and Corbin Burns. Another great dude that certainly I'm sure all the Brewers wish him well because he definitely could break out in Seattle. It's hard to tell, but like you said, the depth was just too good. It was a position of strength, and it's a trade that makes a lot of sense. We get a lot of best shape of our lives stories. That's the running cliche in any spring training. And I don't know if we've really had that in Brewers camp, but we have had a guy who's bouncing back from a wrist surgery in Hernan Perez. I don't know if any of us saw that coming, if we knew that he needed that, you know, any sort of extensive procedure, but he's got a couple home runs this spring. I mean, maybe the real Hernan Perez has yet to show himself. He's going to make this team because of his versatility, it would seem. And he's a veteran, a clubhouse guy that a lot of people like, but I don't know. Is this the season of Hernan Perez, Tom?
Well, he's been a very valuable player on their team, and there were times last year where he didn't look like the same hitter at the plate, although coming off the bench is not easy. You know, you don't get the regular bats that the everyday guys get. But, you know, to his credit, he kept a bone chip in his wrist secret last year. He had a bone chip that was bugging him. You know, guys tape their wrist up and everything almost every day, so, and then they wear their batting gloves and stuff. So you don't really, you know, there's no way to know that his wrist was bugging him unless he told you, and he never mentioned it. Then he went out and, you know, after the season had that bone chip removed, he showed us a picture of it. It was not this little tiny fragment. It was a good-sized bone chip. Matter of fact, it's quite gross to look at that picture. I said, please cut that picture off. But already three home runs. You know, he's swinging the heck out of the ball. So I think it just must feel great that his wrist doesn't hurt anymore. You know, your wrists are so important to you as a hitter. You know, probably nothing more important. You know, you always see the guys that have those hamate bone, you know, fractures, and they're down for a long time because of that, because your wrists are so important to you. So he's definitely feeling his oats right now, and that's a good sign, you know, because he's definitely going to be on the team. He's probably one of their most valuable players because very few guys – he would love to catch. You know, it's the only position he hasn't played. He's actually pitched. He has pitched. He wants to catch. Whether Craig Counsell will ever let him do it, I don't know. But that's the only position he has yet to play in the major leagues.
Yeah, well, the Brewers are not short on catching right now. I don't know how they're going to get the big three even on this roster. And then they've got Jacob Nottingham and Tuffy Grosswich backing them up. So it's going to be tough for Hernan to find some innings some innings behind the plate. I've actually tried to sketch out the entire 25-man roster, and I don't know if it's obviously too early really for this exercise, but so many of these spots are spoken for, and you've alluded to that, particularly on the infield, but even overall. I mean, it seems to me the guys that are going to be on this team are guys that were here last year or obvious, you know, big-ticket newcomers like Yasmani Grandal, Alex Claudio. I mean, I don't know who – there's going to be guys like – I don't know who else is going to make this roster, if there's any sleepers or anybody that's going to have an outside shot. Is there any position group where there's an opportunity even to make this team out of spring training?
Well, I could probably give you the 12 or 13 position players they're going to keep. You know, it's pretty much the guys that are back from last year, plus Yasmani Grandal. And then you throw in Hernan Perez and Corey Spangenberg as the likely utility guys, and there's your position player group. You know, we got Yolis Chacin is going to be the number one pitcher in the rotation, but then there's seven guys for the other four spots, and that doesn't even include Jimmy Nelson. But it does include Chase Anderson and Zach Davies, two holdovers from the past, and then the three young kids that they're really going to give good looks to, Corbin Burns, Brandon Woodruff, and Freddy Peralta. So that's where the battles are going to be. And then there's a couple of spots maybe in the back of the bullpen, depending on whether they keep 12 or 13 pitchers. But, they didn't expect there to be a lot of battles for spots this year. Especially when they brought Moustakas back after camp had actually started, they've got the gang pretty much back. They won 102 games, including the postseason, so why not?
Have there been any rumblings behind the scenes of contract extensions or any players that they're going to try to lock up for longer periods of time? Sometimes in spring training you get maneuvers like that. Travis Shaw is the type of guy that the Brewers might look at. Is that something that you expect to hear about later in camp, or are the Brewers pretty satisfied with what they have now?
Yeah, I don't know what management's inclination is, but players definitely have become more interested in extensions as they've seen the big freeze out on the free agent market the last 2 years. Better to go for the security now and not worry about being a free agent. So we'll see. I mean, there's not a ton of guys that fall under. I don't know about pitchers. Never know about that. But there, maybe a Travis Shaw. I don't know if they're at that point with Orlando Arcia yet. They probably want to see him do some more. Your outfield's already signed with Kane, Yelich, and Braun. And so we'll see. We'll see. Aguilar, I don't know what their inclination with him. He had a really big year last year. So they don't have a ton of candidates. But that doesn't mean they won't do one or two. But have not heard of anything on the horizon. That doesn't mean that it won't happen tomorrow. But just no real buzz about that right now.
Any last thoughts before we let you go?
Well, everybody's looking forward to the Monday off day. We only, there's two off days every spring, and tomorrow's the first one. Cricket Council calls it Choose Your Own Friend Day because you don't have to hang out with anybody. Players don't have to hang out with players. Reporters don't have to hang out with reporters. Choose your own friend. So I'm still waiting to be chosen. I think it's going to be a quiet day for me tomorrow. I usually do exciting things on the off day, like wash clothes, grocery shop, get the few remaining hairs on my head trimmed down a little bit.
You should go to a Bucks game. I hear they're in town.
You know what? I think some guys are going. Maybe I'll repay Matt Velasquez's visit by joining him on Press Row. But then I'm afraid I might get stuck on sidebar duty or something.
Yeah, that's totally going to happen. It's a good team to watch. They're fun right now. So there's plenty of interesting sidebars you could dive in on.
Yeah, it's one of those rare times in professional sports history locally in which the Bucks and the Brewers are doing better than the Packers.
A reminder to check out our Bucks podcast, also at jsonline.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher. But this is your Brewers podcast, and he is Tom Hodricourt, Brewers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Find all of his stories. There are many, many, many of them at jsonline.com. You got to be following him. This is a great month for a Wisconsin sports fan. Brewers ramping up. Bucks are awesome. NCAA tournament. Definitely check that out. Thanks for joining us, Tom. We'll chat with you again really soon.
Okay, JR, thanks.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.